Still a pacifist, Einstein was prepared to compromise until Hitler and the Nazis were defeated. In a second letter dated 7th of March 1940, he urged Roosevelt that more needed to be done. "Since the outbreak of the war, interest in uranium has intensified in Germany. I have now learned that research there is carried out in great secrecy." Unknown to Einstein, the man in charge of the German atomic bomb program was Werner Heisenberg. Once again, the letter failed to solicit much of a response. Bohr's discovery that it was uranium-235 that underwent fission was far more important to the creation of the atom bomb than anything achieved by Einstein's two letters to Roosevelt. The American government did not seriously begin thinking about developing an atomic bomb, codenamed the Manhattan Project, until October 1941. Even though Einstein had become an American citizen in 1940, the authorities considered him a security risk because of his political views. He was never asked to work on the atomic bomb. Bohr was. On 22nd of December 1943, he stopped off at Princeton on his way to Los Alamos in New Mexico, where the bomb was being built. He had dinner with Einstein and Wolfgang Pauli, who had joined the Institute for Advanced Study in 1940. Much had happened since the last time Bohr met Einstein. In April 1940, German forces had occupied Denmark. Bohr chose to remain in Copenhagen, hoping that his international reputation would provide some semblance of protection to others at his institute. And it did, until August 1943, when the illusion of Danish self-rule was finally shattered, as the Nazis declared martial law after the government rejected a demand that a state of emergency be declared and acts of sabotage be punishable by death. Then, on 28th of September, Hitler ordered the deportation of Denmark's 8,000 Jews. A sympathetic German official informed two Danish politicians that the roundup was to begin at 9 p.m. on 1st of October. As word quickly spread of the Nazi plan, almost every Jew disappeared, hidden in the homes of fellow Danes, or finding sanctuary in churches, or disguised as patients in hospitals. The Nazis managed to round up fewer than 300 Jews. Bohr, whose mother had been Jewish, managed to escape to Sweden with his family. From there he flew to Scotland in a British bomber, almost dying from a lack of oxygen because he was traveling in the bomb bay and had an ill-fitting oxygen mask. After meeting British politicians, he soon traveled to America, where after his fleeting visit to Princeton, he worked on the atomic bomb under the alias Nicholas Baker.